So good to be here. I failed to mention the last time when I was sick, appreciated Sean and Jacob taking my place on the sermons and Mel on the class. And we're going to be leaving hopefully Tuesday if and get Claire in the car with all her pain and suffering. But hopefully we're going to leave Tuesday for Georgia and spend a couple of weeks there, and appreciate Kenny taking my class. Not sure who's going to be doing the preaching yet, but it's great to be in a congregation where there are men that can stand up and preach at short notice as last time, and for so many willing people. And I hear people constantly being asked if you'll do this, if you'll do that, and everybody's always so willing to do that. And I appreciate you and your willingness to work and do those things that need to be done. Is baptism essential? Big question in the religious world today. Or I should say, it's no question in the religious world, because most people think it's not necessary for salvation. And many religious groups teach that. And we want to look at that this morning. First of all, baptism is not essential to live in this world. You don't have to be baptized to live in this world, obviously. Baptism is not essential to be a part of many denominations. You can go denomination, many denominations. They may vote whether or not you can go in or not. But baptism is not required of you. Baptism is essential only if you want what baptism offers you. And so that's what we're going to look at. What does baptism do for us today? First of all, baptism puts you into Christ. And that's a very important thing to be in Christ. Romans 6, 3 through 6. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. It's interesting that many people, when they look at this scripture, they miss the fact that this is where the new birth takes place. A lot of religious groups want to talk about being born again. And they miss the fact that this says that baptism is that new birth. Notice it says in verse 4 that if we were buried with Christ by baptism into death, then we were raised to walk in newness of life. And so the fact that we are walking in a new life means that we've had a new birth. Also, they fail to see that it's after baptism that our sin is done away with. Verse 6, knowing this, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. That happens in baptism. And so those who would downplay the importance of baptism are missing an important fact. It puts you into Christ, and the only way the Bible ever says you can get into Christ is always through baptism. So that verse 3 there says we were baptized into Christ. Then in Galatians 3, verse 26 through 27, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And so here again, we see we're baptized into Christ. That's what puts us into Christ. Now notice he says you are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And many would say, well, see, faith is all we need because we're sons of God through our faith. But that for, because. And so this because is connecting baptism with your faith. You can't have faith and that faith save you without baptism. Baptism is a part of that. And so as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, and you're baptized into Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." So we are baptized into the body of Christ. And so the only way the Scriptures ever say we can get into Christ is through baptism. And that's where all spiritual blessings are, as we see in Ephesians 1:3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So if you are not in Christ, you don't have those blessings. And so, no, baptism is not necessary unless you want the blessings that it offers you. And here, the only way we can get into Christ is through baptism. And that's where all spiritual blessings are. We must be in Christ to have those blessings. It's an interesting study just to look in a concordance to see how many times "in Christ" is used and see how that applies to this situation. So baptism puts us into Christ, and you want those blessings that only come through Christ. All spiritual blessings, not a spiritual blessing, is available to you that's not available in Christ, and you're baptized into Christ. Then we say baptism is for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2:38-39. "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" And a lot of people like to try to say, well, this means that you should be baptized after your faith, after you're saved. It says, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You're not going to have remission of sins without baptism. And you can't get to heaven with your sins. So you got to get rid of those sins some way. And here it tells us that you're baptized for the remission of sins. And some people will try to justify this and say, well, for means because there. So you're baptized because of the remission of your sins. They say it's an outward grace, an outward sign of an inward grace. And so we recognize that that for here means for the purpose of getting remission of your sins. And so it's a stretch to say that it means because your sins have already been remitted, then you ought to be baptized. And we'll see that that doesn't apply in some other situations also. But it is for the purpose of getting remission of your sins. And you can't get to heaven with your sins. So baptism is for the forgiveness of sins. Then we see baptism washes away our sins. Again, this is a problem to those who want to say we're baptized because of remission of our sins. Acts 22:16, "Now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And so that baptism washes away your sins. And so you can't get to heaven with your sins. So you're going to have to be baptized to wash away those sins. To get rid of sin, we must be baptized into Christ. And then baptism saves us. There are scriptures that literally say baptism saves us. 1 Peter 3:21, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And so Romans 6 talked about we're buried with him in baptism, we're raised to walk in newness of life. So that raised to walk in newness of life, that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ there. But notice he says He's talking about the flood here and how those eight souls were saved through water. And he said there's also an antitype now which saves us. What now saves us? Baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh. You know, we try to keep this baptistry fairly clean, but there's never a time that it doesn't have a bug or some trash or something in it. So you're not going to get your physical body clean. Matter of fact, you may want to go home and take a shower after you're baptized in some places. I've seen people baptized in mud holes. And so it didn't cleanse their flesh, but it cleansed their soul, cleansed their spirit. And so he points out that it's not the removal of the filth of flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. You cannot have a good conscience toward God without baptism. And so that's an important part of baptism, to have a clear conscience, to know that all of those past sins now are gone, they're washed away. My conscience is pure. No matter what I've done in the past, it's not going to be held against me. I don't have to worry about that. Acts 2, 40 through 41. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. So he said, be saved. And so it says, when they heard that, they received the word, they were baptized. So he let them know that baptism was necessary for salvation. Can't be saved without it. If you notice, as you go through the scriptures, no one ever questioned baptism. You don't see somebody saying, well, no, wait a minute, why do I need to be baptized? They heard, they believed it, they were baptized. There was no questioning about it. No one ever questioned it. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. It's always interesting to talk to somebody who doesn't believe baptism is necessary for salvation when they get to this scripture. Because they say, well, it's just the belief that saves you, because it says he who does not believe will be condemned. That doesn't change what he said in the first sentence. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. And I always use the illustration, if I tell you if you mow my yard and trim my hedges, I'll give you $20. Probably more like $50 now. But I'll give you $50 if you mow my yard and trim my hedges. And you mow the yard and you come and say, I want my $50. I say, well, wait a minute, you didn't trim the hedges. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I want my $50. No, you get your $50 after you've done both of those things. We understand that in every other walk of life. But here they want to make a, obviously if you don't believe, you're not going to be baptized. So he who does not believe will be condemned, because they don't take that first step of believing. And then he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Baptism saves us. The scriptures make that clear in so many ways. We've looked at the fact that it puts us into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are. We've looked at the fact that it's for the forgiveness of our sins, and our sins are washed away. And so it is necessary for those reasons. Then we see that baptism brings our new life. John 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Those who object to baptism being necessary for salvation try to say this is a physical birth. Born of water means physical birth, but never in the scriptures is that used to refer to physical birth. It's never referred to as born of water. And so when we connect this with all the scriptures about baptism, we know that this is talking about baptism. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And we see that happening when Acts 2:38, when we are baptized, we receive the Spirit at that point in time. Romans 6:36 again. "Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized in Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? So we died there. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." So that newness of life comes at baptism. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, it was put to death, that the body of sin should be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. We're walking in newness of life. Baptism is where the new life in Christ begins. Not when we believe, but of course in the scriptures, as the scripture was read earlier, that those who heard, believed, and were baptized. It always happened at the same time. When they believed, they were baptized. Never a waiting period, even in the middle of the night, as we saw. Midnight, after midnight, they took them and baptized them. And so, obviously, they felt like it was pretty important to do it immediately. Baptism brings our new life. And then baptism clothes us with Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Remember we mentioned earlier, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And so we are clothed with Christ. We put on Christ, which is symbolizes that white robe that we must have to enter into heaven, that purity that we have as a result of that baptism that clothes us with Christ. And then we see baptism resurrects us from death. In Colossians 2 and verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith and the working of God who raised him from the dead. So our baptism reenacts the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We died to our sin, and we are resurrected from that death, that body of death that we had because of our sin. Now our sins are washed away, and we're resurrected from that death to a new life with God. Again, Romans 6, 3 through 6 shows this. Do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So in the watery grave of baptism, we're raised to walk in newness of life. We're resurrected from the dead. Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. We're dead in our sins, and then baptism washes away those sins. We're raised to walk in newness of life. And then the last point that we want to make is, baptism is a requirement to enter into heaven. In John 3, 5, Jesus answered, "Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And so Jesus makes it clear, unless you're born of the water, which is baptism, and the Spirit, which you're given at baptism, according to Acts 2:38, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so, no, baptism is not a requirement unless you want all of these blessings that come as a result of baptism. And so it's up to us whether or not we want those or not. Baptism is essential only if you want to be in Christ. And all spiritual blessings are in Christ. And so if you're still outside of Christ, you don't have any spiritual blessings because they're all in Christ. And the only way the scriptures ever say you can get into Christ is through baptism, always. To have forgiveness of the sins. You can't get to heaven without your sins. And so you're going to have to get rid of those sins. You're going to have to be forgiven for your sins. And baptism is what does that. Brings that forgiveness of sins. And so all of those past sins then are washed away, and we'll never be held accountable for those again. They're gone because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And then to wash away your sins, symbolized in baptism and the water, those sins are gone. God wipes them away cleanses you totally from all of your past sins when you're baptized. You never have to worry about any of those past sins again. The guilt of the sin is gone. You have the pure conscience that you're right with God. And then you only have to worry about the sins from your baptism forward. And when you sin, you need to repent of that sin and confess that sin. And the blood of Jesus will continually cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Baptism is only essential if you want to be saved. If you don't want to be saved and have a life in heaven, then don't worry about baptism. Not important to you. To be reborn to a new life, if you're willing to make the changes necessary in your life to start following Christ and living for Him since He died for you, then baptism is essential to be reborn to that new life. It is essential for you to be clothed with Christ. You're not going to be clothed with Christ, the pure garments that are necessary to enter into heaven, unless you're baptized. And to be resurrected from death, it is necessary. You're dead in your sins, and the only way you can get out of that is through baptism, washing away those sins. And you're resurrected, you're brought to life from that death that you're in because of sin. And then it's only essential if you want to enter heaven. If you don't want to go to heaven, don't worry about it. You don't need to be baptized. But if you want any of these blessings, then you have to be baptized. The scriptures make it clear. Man has clouded the waters. They have muddied the waters. They have made it. People think that baptism has absolutely nothing to do with their salvation. I heard a preacher say that on the radio here in Alexandria once. Baptism has absolutely nothing to do with your salvation, but you can't read the scriptures and come to that conclusion. There are many who pervert the word, and we need to recognize that. And we are responsible to check the word to see if what we're being taught is true. You can't, on Judgment Day, say, my preacher told me this. God will say, what did my word say? What did the Bible say? See, we're not to follow preachers, we're to follow the Word of God. And so we have to be sure of what the Word of God says if we want the salvation that He offers. And so it's very clear that baptism is necessary for our salvation. It's up to us whether or not we want those spiritual blessings that are available through baptism. So we must make that decision about whether we want it or not and want these spiritual blessings. But they're there for you, and we invite you to come if you have that need for baptism to wash away your sins, and we'd be glad to do that this morning. If you as a Christian have sinned since your baptism, you need to repent of that sin, confess it. Then we'd be glad to hear that confession and pray for you that you might be forgiven of those sins. Whatever your need might be, we invite you to come as we stand together and sing.